This is HPR episode 2883 entitled, Pass the Pigs, and is part of the series, Tabletop Gaming. It is hosted by Tuku Toroto, and is about 5 minutes long, and carries a clean flag. The summary is, Tutorto talks about their childhood game Pass the Pigs.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by Archive.org. Support universal access to all knowledge by heading over to archive.org/donate.
Hello, you're listening to the Hacker Public Radio, and this is Tuturto talking about a game called Pass the Pigs. This is I used to play this as a kid a lot. This was the go-to game in our summer cottage when it was raining and you couldn't be doing anything outside. So this is a simple game. Basically there's a no upper limit of the players who can be playing, but more than 4 or 6 tends to lead into long waiting times. The goal of the game is to gather a pretty different amount of points. We often play to the 100 points, but you can play to the any point you agree. And the tools or pieces of the game are simple. There's just a pen, paper for keeping track of scores, and 2 small rubber or plastic picks. And these picks are marked on the one side, so you can easily tell which one is the left side and which is the right side. The game goes in turns. The player who starts takes the 2 picks, throws them on the table, and based on the position they land, they get some amount of points. Then they can decide if they throw again, or if they cash in their points. If they cash in the points, then the points are recorded on the notebook and the turn passes to the next one. If they decide to continue, they grab the picks, throw them again, and based on the position they land, they get more points. The catch is that there's some positions where they lose all the points they have collected and the turn moves to the next player, or they can even lose all the points that they have collected during the whole game. So the very little strategy you have in this game is deciding when to stop and when to continue. So positions of the picks are they're funnily named. In Finnish, they are called tavallinen sika, sijanselkä, sijansyltti ja etupotka. And then there's a pelkkää pekonia ja kinkkukohokas, but in English, they are called sider, meaning that both pigs are lying on the side, but they have to be lying on the different sides. Then they get 1 point. And razorback is that when the pig is lying on its back, it's 5 points. Cider is 1 point. Razorback is 5 points. Trotter is when pig is standing upright. That's 5 points again. Snouter is when it's leaning on its front legs and the snout is touching the table. That's 10 points. And leaning yowler is the similar, but it's leaning on against the snout and the ear. That's 15 points. And if you get double ones, like razorback is 5 points, but double razorback is 20 points. Double trotter is 20 points. Snout is 10, but double snouter is 40. So you can get quite a lot of points. And if you get a For example, Fraser back, that is 5 points, and Trotter, that's another 5 points, that's 10 points together. So you basically just draw the picks, see what in what position they are, and get the points. If they are touching, if they are leaning on their sides, so both are leaning on the same side, that's a big out. That means that you forfeit all the points that you collected on that turn, and the turn rushes to the next player. Or if you get Naking Pagan, that is, they are touching in any position, they are touching. That's the same thing. Actually, that's a total score is reset to zero, and the turn changes to the next player. So you are trying to throw them always in a way that they don't touch other. And then there's the piggyback. If one pig is standing and another one lands standing on its back, then it's a clear sign that somebody is cheating and you are kicked out of the game completely. And that's basically the game. It's really, really silly. It's not very complicated. It's easy to explain, easy to play, and it's perfect for passing time for a bit. Okay, that's all I have to say about this game. Catch you next time. Bye bye.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club, and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.